Good Tuesday morning. It is time for Your Care, Our Mission, hosted by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital here on KHBT. This morning, we're talking with Jen DeWinter. She is a diabetes educator with the hospital, and we're going to talk about diabetes education today, several topics. First off, good morning, Jen. How are you? And welcome to the airwave.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for having me. I am doing well.
You have a few events coming up. We'll get into those in a bit. But with this whole diabetes education, let's talk about prevention and maybe some people that might be at risk.
So actually, approximately 96 million American adults are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, meaning more than one in every three people have prediabetes. Probably the scariest thing is most people don't even realize it. So that's where I want to try to catch people and educate them on maybe some of the signs and symptoms and risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes.
And this is something that can be controlled, and if caught early enough, you can really limit that risk. Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. If you can catch things early enough, maybe just when those blood sugars are increasing, or maybe you're not even seeing that, but you know, like your risk factors, you're overweight, just being over the age of 45 puts you at higher risk. If you have a parent or sibling with type 2 diabetes, you are at risk. If you're just not moving around, not very physically active, or if females were ever diagnosed with what they call gestational diabetes during a pregnancy, they are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes also. But yes, if you can get that diagnosis, or maybe if you fall into those risk categories and you do some behavior modifications to prevent or lower your blood sugar, you can prevent type 2 diabetes by over 50%.
And what are some things that you can recommend for prevention?
Actually, we can check with different insurances cover diabetes prevention sessions a little bit differently. The good news is if you do have Medicare, Medicare covers you to come and see me for diabetes prevention, and we hold those sessions at least twice a year. Also, just a little plug, if I know we're going to talk about these events in a little while, but on Thursday, March 23rd, there is a community wellness screening going on at the hospital. And one of those benefits of coming to that screening is I have a risk assessment test. So it's just a paper form that people can fill out. And if they are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, we can talk about what we can do if they would qualify to come here to the hospital for those sessions. Otherwise, it really is just trying to do some behavioral modifications. Really, there's a goal of trying to lose about 5 to 7% of a starting weight in about a 6 month to a year time. So if people focus on, you know, it doesn't mean that it's 50 pounds. 5 to 7% usually means maybe 20, 25 pounds over the course of 6 months to a year. There's another good goal to try and get 150 minutes of physical activity a week. So trying to get out and walk or ride some bikes or just do some movement during most days for really only about 20 minutes will really be helpful in preventing that risk for type 2 diabetes.
Now, I do want to talk about some events that you have coming up. I want to talk about the Wellness Challenge first.
Yes, we do Mission Slim Possible every year, January through March. So there's a group out here at the hospital that gets together and we decide on what would be motivating to help improve our community's health and wellness. And we ask that local businesses, if they get enough interest in participants, that they join us. And we track and log a few different things through January, February, and March. So this year we're a little over halfway through, and one of the activities or challenges has been to maintain or even have a little bit of weight loss because it's tough right after the holidays and it gets kind of dark and gloomy in January and February. So really just focusing on, it doesn't have to be a weight loss, but really just trying to maintain and not gain weight. So that's one of the challenges that we are doing currently. And then we also throw in kind of some bonus activities or bonus challenges. Sometimes they're focused on activity. Sometimes they're focused on nutrition. Sometimes they're just focused on overall health and well-being, you know, taking a minute mental break every once in a while, just to help people refocus on their health and wellness and to start off the year on the right foot. So every January, like I said, we're halfway through this current Mission Slim Possible challenge, but you know, if businesses are interested in that, look us up next, probably December, mid-December, we try to get that information out so people can really start January 1st off on the right foot.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And I like that it's a bit of a challenge with the other businesses.
It's motivating to have a little competition between maybe you and friends or somebody you know works at another place of business. So we have had a lot of fun with it over the years.
Now let's talk about community wellness screening and the color run.
Yes, the community wellness screening is this Thursday, March 23rd. So if you are interested, you can give our public health office a call at 515-332-2492 to sign up for that. And there's an array of different blood tests that they will do. You can do, like I said, take the diabetes risk assessment test. I believe there's even a derm scan, maybe see how much sun damage you've had. You can also have your body mass index calculated there with the dietitian. So a lot of opportunities to sign up. And maybe if your business doesn't do a health screening annually or you just want to see where you're at this time of year, so call public health and get signed up for that.
And the color run.
Yes, that's exciting too. This will be the second year we've been able to do that with a focus on mental health and suicide awareness. The color run is going to be May 7th. General registration is $35, but if you're a student, the registration is only $15. It begins at 1 o'clock on Sunday, May 7th, and it's up around the Humboldt High School. So there's a nice little trail that goes around the high school and middle school up there. And it's a 5K. People walk, run, you know, it's a family event. So if you've never been a part of that, you are going to be find yourself getting some different colors put on you. So a lot of kids think that's fun. It's powder, it's safe, and it just adds a little more excitement to keep you moving and get through the 5K.
Again, another event that sounds very fun and healthy, and that's what we're here to talk about today. Jen DeWinter, thank you so much. Anything else for the good of the cause?
No, I appreciate your time. And if anyone has any questions ever about any sort of diabetes related, whether you have type 1, type 2, diabetes prevention, gestational diabetes, please reach out to me at the Humboldt Hospital. My office number is 515-332-7643, and I would be happy to help you.
Jen DeWinter, diabetes educator. This has been Your Care, Our Mission, hosted by Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. We'll be back with more music here on Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt in just a moment.